You're listening to The B-Sides, 91.5 FM Radio New York, NHD1. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to The B-Sides. I'm your host, Jenna X. Now, The B-Sides is all about featuring the best in underground music from local unsigned bands. And tonight, I have a great live rock and roll show lined up for you here on The B-Sides, featuring New York City's very own, The Dirty Shames. These guys are a lot of fun. I had a great time hanging out with them in our Brooklyn studios a couple weeks back. And tonight you'll be checking out all their live performances and an exclusive interview with the band. Right now I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks off their new album called Too Little, Too Late on The B-Sides, 91.5 FM, Radio New York. B-Sides on 91.5 FM Radio New York. That was The Dirty Shames live from our Brooklyn studios with their song called Too Little Too Late. And right now I have here with me Lisa Lush, Nathan, Jeremy, and Virginie of The Dirty Shames. Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, we're doing good.
All right, thanks so much for coming in and hanging out.
Of course, thank you for having us.
Now, tell me how you guys formed The Dirty Shames. First off, I want to say I love the music. I think it's got great energy. It's a lot of fun. Definitely some great New York City rock and roll going on here. So how did you guys get together and form this band?
Lisa and I, we had been looking around for people to start a band with for a while, and we ended up, got to the point where we never met anybody that was followed through on everything they were talking about. So
right.
So we ended up putting an ad in Craigslist, and that's how we met Virginie, who answered the ad and said that she had played in punk bands before and liked the influences.
Cool.
So we gave it a shot, and it turned out well with her.
Now, when did you guys form?
Probably about a year ago when we
towards the middle, last of the end of the year, and then couldn't seem to find a bass player. We finally found Jeremy. What, about 5 months ago?
Yeah.
Completed the lineup early this year, late last year.
All right. Now, how would you categorize The Dirty Shames if you had to, you know, put a tag on your music? And what's the influences throughout the band?
I think our band, what you say, is kind of like the Ramones meet the Rolling Stones. I mean,
yeah.
It definitely has that kind of rock and roll, the old school, the old blues roots of the Yardbirds and the Rolling Stones from 65, Brian Jones, all that good stuff. And then
yeah,
we love early Ramones, 77. New York, you know, New York rock and roll. And I think a little bit kind of like Heartbreakers. I don't know.
Yeah, Johnny Thunders. You can even go back to the Sonics. And,
yeah, which is influenced, you know, I mean, Johnny Thunders is influenced by, you know, Chuck Berry. So, I mean, it all kinds of, we're influenced from rock and roll.
DMZ from Boston.
Yeah, great, Real Kids, yeah. All that stuff's good stuff, and just not a lot of it around anymore, so.
Yeah, it's definitely true, and it's really nice to hear it back on the scene, so I'm excited about that. Now, we're going to play one of your live performances, and this is a song off of your new album called You're a Drag.
Yeah, You're a Drag. That's another one written about a couple of people.
The name says it all. It's about a former boss, about a friend of ours who stayed in our apartment too long. It's about...
You know who you are.
This guy that hangs out in our street.
Nice.
It's about a couple of people.
Hanging out with you, you just know.
The B-Sides on 91.5 FM Radio New York. I'm your host, Jenna X, and that was The Dirty Shames live with their song called You're a Drag. And I'm hanging out here with The Dirty Shames in our Brooklyn studios, having a good time here. Now, Virginie, female drummer, that's awesome. You don't really see that much.
They're a rare
it's
breed.
Nice to see. Now, I read that you're from France and that you were also in the punk scene in France. How does the punk scene differ from France to New York City's punk scene?
It's very different. The way musicians are treated here is totally different.
How so?
Well, in Europe, the musicians are taken care of. When you go play to somewhere, they're gonna feed you. They're gonna give you food. They're gonna you drink for free.
Wow!
You're paid.
Wow!
Here is you know, you're lucky you get a spot to play, and that's it.
Sometimes you pay to play.
So
that's interesting.
It's very different.
So it was a lot more rewarding, probably, than
convivial. And people want to play more because they are respected.
Imagine, yeah. I've heard in a lot of European countries that the government will give bands grants to
play, so
they don't have to have another job.
I mean, that's extreme. That's extreme.
Exactly.
That's extreme.
That would be nuts.
He's got a band.
Wow.
Well, that's quite interesting. I might head out over there.
Yeah, now we know where our first stop on tour is.
Now, how do you go about promoting your up-and-coming shows? What's your biggest tool out there to get the word out about an upcoming show?
Countless hours on the internet, and then thank God that we live in New York City, so it's free range just to get out. And I DIY, kind of put a lot of flyers out, go out in the middle of the night, and I make this really great concoction of glue with flour and water, and I paste them all around town.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you know, just shameless self-promotion. But the internet, you know, I kind of have a love-hate relationship. At first, when the internet came out and a lot of bands were getting on MySpace, I was kind of against it. Was kind of against a lot of technology. A lot of things. I was even against CDs when they first came out. It kind of shows my age, but but I think it's good now for a lot of independent bands. I think it's actually a really good thing because everything is so commercial these days, and it's not fair. People that are really talented are not getting where they should. It's just like who you know and how much money you have, and these people are getting all the airplay, and they're not even good. But it's just like a lot of internet. Like we have a site on Fearless Music. We have a Handbelly, gotcrowd.com. It's available. It's there if you look into it. It's a good thing.
Money chewing, no.
The Dirty Shames live on the B-Sides with their song called What a Man Can Do. And I'm your host, Jenna X, hanging out here with the band in our Brooklyn studios. Now let's talk about the music industry. It has changed tremendously in the last decade. What are your opinions on the music industry, and what would you like to get out of it for the band?
I wasn't sure there was even a music industry anymore.
I know.
Unless you're Justin
Timberlake.
It doesn't
quite seem that way.
You know,
there's like, an entertainment industry.
Unless you're Kanye West or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people that, you know, I think they go through the motions. They're kind of performers, and they dance, and they lip sing or whatever. That's real mainstream. I mean, if we were doing something where we were at least getting a small record label to pay for our touring, our merchandise, I mean, I'd be happy. We're just really doing it just because we dig rock and roll, and it's a good thing to do. The rock and roll's totally different, though. When it started in the late 70s, it started getting real big, the Stooges and everything. It was totally different than it is today. People actually wrote their own music, they performed their own music, they played shows, and it was more of a community, and I think it's...
Yeah, it's definitely changed.
It's not that way anymore.
I think it's a shame what's happened to the word punk and the word garage. It's definitely been dragged through the mud. Nobody knows quite what it is anymore.
I'm embarrassed to tell anybody I was ever a punk.
Or rock and roll. Nobody knows what that is anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that being said, what keeps inspiring you to do what you do in the Dirty Shames?
Rock and roll. Real rock and roll. Yeah, some of the bands that, you know, you listen to really push you to pick up a guitar. You know, when I was a kid, listening to the Ramones and the New York Dolls and you know, the Sonics and everything, those were songs that I could pick up a guitar and I could play along with. That inspired me.
The B-Sides on 91.5 FM Radio New York and HD1. I'm your host, Jenna X, and that was The Dirty Shames live from our Brooklyn studios with their song called Promises. Now, guys, I know you have a MySpace page, myspace.com/DirtyShamesNYC, where you can check out your new album, but do you have another website where people can go and download your new album and check out some other tunes?
We're actually going to start something for my iTunes? Probably this week.
Yeah. Or you could set up a membership with a PodSafe. I think it's podsafe.com. I think that we actually configured it to where you can download our music for free if you like.
And you have your five new songs up there as well.
Yeah.
It's just the five right now.
I'm all about sharing for free. I don't think people should really pay too much for music right now.
As long as you come to our shows.
Yeah, get your name out there.
You can download them for free also.
GarageBand, you can download them also, yeah, for free. You started an account with that too.
All right. Now, we're going to go into another live performance that you guys did with us a few weeks back in our Brooklyn studios. And this is your song called Just After Midnight. What's this song all about?
Just After Midnight's a drinking song.
fun for everyone.
You know, it's about going out, having fun.
Dirty Shame's live on the B-sides with their song called After Midnight. And I'm your host, Jenna X. I've been hanging out with the Dirty Shames for the last half hour. Had a great time. And I wanted to thank you guys so much for coming in and hanging out, giving us some great live performances. And I look forward to checking out a lot of your upcoming live shows. And best of luck in everything that you guys do. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of the Dirty Shames in the future. So keep rocking, and thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. It was really cool.
All right, anytime, you guys are welcome back. Now you could check the Dirty Shames out live in Brooklyn, New York on July 11th at the Rockstar Bar, and also on August 19th at Kenny's Castaways in New York City. For the latest information on the Dirty Shames and to check out their brand new album, visit myspace.com/DirtyShamesNYC. And that just about wraps up tonight's show of the B-Sides. I'm your host, Jenna X. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. And a big thank you to our general manager, Catherine Oliver, for making the B-Sides possible. And don't forget to keep supporting your local musicians. See you next time.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
91.5 FM Radio New York and HD1 features local bands of all genres every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Check out Musicians, the first Wednesday of each month, the show that features independent artists performing live from around the five boroughs, followed by the B-Sides, every second Wednesday of the month, the show that features the best in underground music from unsigned local bands. 91.5 FM Radio New York, the station that's bringing back the music.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me. Me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Look at the wind.